Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Listening to the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome this chilly Thursday morning. But guess what? It's just about to be the weekend. Well, not for me. I have to work Saturday, but it's okay. But you guys probably getting ready for the weekend. Now, today is going to be a really, really nice day. It's going to be in the mid-60s today and tomorrow. And I think it's going to be pretty good for the rest of the weekend. So you can, and it's daylight savings time. You got an extra hour of evening time. So you can get out in the yard and do some yard stuff. I think you may not want to put flowers out right now, but you're gonna. It's getting close to time for you to start sprucing up the yard and getting those colors out in the yard. I know it's time for me to do that as well. Get some things out in the yard, and it's time to get the you actually get out there and do your barbecuing and just hang out in the yard, you know. Get out of the house. It's not cold anymore. So start to get out in the house. It's cold in the morning, but the afternoons are perfect. So start to do that. Start to get out in the yard a little bit, okay? Now, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the topic, or you can just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind that as well. This is your show. And there are a lot of people that are listening in to the show via cell phone. Thank you, guys. And there, I know there are a lot of people online on my show page listening in to the show as well. I guess that the title of my show today is a is something that that you guys are interested in. I am as well. I need to dive into this subject, and I just wanna set some of the women straight on this issue. Okay, I just want to set some of the women straight. But before I get into that, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. The office number is 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. It's March. I know that you guys have probably, a lot of you probably already have your taxes done and may even have your refunds back if you do a refund. But my sponsor works year-round. So if you need some stuff done as far as taxes or accounting, give them a call, 770-732-0244. Okay. Today, guys, the title of the episode today is the toilet seat issue for men. Now, believe me, guys, but let's do this. Before I get into this, there's something that's hanging on to me that I need to share with you. And I did a show about this a few weeks ago, if you guys were listening in, about gun violence. There's an issue for gun violence in these United States. I saw a show on late night TV that said there's been 2,576 deaths, troops that has been killed in Afghanistan since the war started, okay? And you know the war has been going on about 10 years, or give or take, okay, in Afghanistan. There's been over 2,000 people killed in the war. Now, in Chicago, that's one city in the United States, in Chicago, their gun violence is so bad in Chicago that there have been over 4,000 deaths, gun-related deaths, in Chicago since the war started in Afghanistan. So there's been twice as many deaths by guns in Chicago as there has been troops killed in Afghanistan in a war. Now, I'm going to let that settle in a little bit, and I'm not going to talk about that anymore. But think about that, guys. Gun violence in Chicago, that's one city in the United States, have twice as many deaths as the entire war in Afghanistan. That's a shocking statistic. They're doing over 400 deaths, gun-related deaths, a month. This doesn't include people that die from stab wounds or, you know, car aches, anything like that. This is strictly gun violence. Something's got to change, guys. Something's got to change. And it's kids. It's kids killing kids. And like I said, something's got to change. Call into the show, 818-301-5834 is the number. So let's get into this. The toilet seat issue for men. Now, if you want to weigh in on the subject, call into the show, follow my phone screener's instructions, and press the number 1 in order to be on the show, and I'll put you up live on the air. If not, I will not put you on the show, okay? But if you want to talk on the show, please press number 1, and I'll get you up on the show. Now, the toilet seat issue for men. I thought about this. Maybe I should have titled this the toilet seat issue for women, because men, I don't believe, have an issue with the toilet seat. Now, women say, why don't men put the toilet seat down when they finish, you know, urinating in the toilet? Okay, now, I'm going to answer that. Well, I'm not going to answer that. But I think that, you know, you turn that around and say, why don't women pull the seat up when they finish urinating in the toilet? I mean, it's just a back and forth issue. It's a back and forth issue. Women say men need to pull the seat down when they finish. Men say, well, I say, women need to pull the seat up when they finish. Okay? And that's you know, that's a deal where hey, if you have an issue with men pulling the seat down when they finish, why don't women pull the seat up when they finish? Okay, and I understand about you guys going into the bathroom at night and using it, and don't want to sit down on the toilet ring or the toilet bowl. But you know, sometimes men forget to pull the seat down. Okay, so why can't women go into the bathroom to use it? You know, you see the seats up. Pull the seat down, for Christ's sake, and sit down on it and use it. What's the big deal? Why get so upset about us not pulling the seat down? It's no big deal. We don't get upset about women pulling the seat up. So, you know, what's the big deal? There shouldn't be a problem here. Now, I'm actually focusing on women. I'm saying, women, don't hold this against guys when it's the only simple thing is they didn't pull the seat down. Okay, you should be proud that they didn't leave the seat down and, you know, excuse my French, but pee all over the seat. So you want to sit on that. You know, look for the good stuff, all right? And so that's, you know, that's not an issue. Please don't hold that against your significant other as far as not letting the seat down. And like I said, why don't you guys pull the seat up when you finish? Well, the seat's supposed to be down. Well, if the seat was supposed to be down, it wouldn't be made with hinges on it to go up and down, right? It'd stay down all the time. And all the time, you sit on a seat that was, you know, kind of pee-pee-ish, okay? So be grateful as we pull the seat up, okay? Be grateful of us pulling the seat up to pee in the toilet instead of leaving it down and peeing in the toilet and getting stuff on the seat. I think that's better for you than not having the seat down when you come to use it. What's the big deal? That's my thing. You know, what's the big deal with us having to pull the seat back down when we finish? All right? Well, you know, actually, I'd like to have a separate toilet in the bathroom, like in the public restrooms, where you just have a something there that for you to stand up and pee in it. Okay, I'd rather have that and a regular toilet, so you can use your regular toilet and I'll use this thing to stand up and pee in it. So when you have an issue with the seat being up or down or the seat being weird or whatever, it's your fault. You know, I only use that when I have to sit down. Okay? I use that when I have to sit down. But other than that, you know, I'll say that don't worry about it. Don't make it an issue. I mean, if your guy is constantly leaving the seat up, you know, I don't know, but you know, and you talk about it, and you talk about it, and you talk about it, you know, hey, I'm just making light of this, so don't send me all these emails saying this and that, but you know, maybe you ladies want to try standing over the toilet and peeing in it with the seat up. Try that. And let's see how good your aim is when you're standing over the toilet trying to pee. You know, y'all always talk about we don't have good aim when we're peeing in the toilet. Well, you stand up over the toilet. You ladies stand up over the toilet and try to pee in it. And let's see how good your aim is. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Follow the phone screener's advice or phone screener's instructions. And weigh in on this topic. The toilet seat issue for men. Like I said, it's not an issue for men. It's only an issue for women. You know, I don't cry about the seat not being up when I get ready to use the restroom. I don't cry about that. Okay? I just pull it up and use it. I may not pull it down every time I finish, but Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Okay, what's the big deal? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What's the big deal with women in this area? What is it? I really don't get it. I do get it. And here's the deal. And I know I'm going to get, you know, 500-600 emails, you know, all these messages on Facebook from these ladies and all, but I have to deal with it. But here's the deal. You guys, you women, are just trying to find something to rag us about. You're just trying to find something to start an argument about. That's something that I don't understand, too, with women. They try to find something to argue about. You know, when at that time, you know, if you be a little compassionate about it and say, hey, try to pull the seat down when you finish in the bathroom. Try that. Try to just have a normal voice and say to your guy, try to pull the seat down after you finish in the restroom. Okay? Now, I've heard women say that, when I get up in the middle of the night and go use the restroom, sometimes I don't turn the light on. I don't want the light in my face. So I go and sit down, and the toilet seat is up, and I fall in. Well, how small are you? Well, you can fall into the toilet. And your butt touches the water. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that can do that or have done that. But it seems like when you sit down, you'll feel that porcelain, against your backside. And that'll make you pop up and pull the seat down. Well, I heard one young lady say that. I don't even take chances. When I go in there and have the light out, I just back up to the toilet, reaching my hand out, and if I feel that seat up, I'll pull it down. And she doesn't rag her guy about pulling the seat down after he finishes. You know, and like I said, that's a good way to keep the peace. Now, some women rag their guys about it. Next day, you know, he's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to so-and-so house for a few hours. I'll be back later. And then you're upset about that. But, you know, as you start to talk so much about how he's not doing this, not doing that, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, and not being positive with your guy about it, then things are going to start to change. Okay? So, You can be critical, but there's a way to be critical. I have a call up on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Hell of a conversation this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But you know where it's situated with that. Like you say, you leave the top down, you know, that you have a lid on the commode. You go in there and sit on that hard lid, be all on yourself, you got a problem there too. So you don't know where the situation. You leave it up. Yeah. They go sit on that cold commode, yeah, they got a problem there. So you don't know where the situation. Like you said, you didn't start an argument, escalate some of everything. Then you raise Sam with her about, hey, why you can't put the top back on the toothpaste when you finish with it in?
So, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, that bathroom issue can lead a whole lot of other conversation.
That's it. So now when, do you know, if once you go to the, you know, once you use the toilet, you know, do you pull the seat back down when you finish, or sometimes you do, sometimes you don't?
I grew up in a household with a disciplined mom, so that was instilled in me. So I, 90% of the time, when I finish, I pull not only the seat down, the lid that covers the seat down. You know, and, it have been a time that I will leave it up. That's a mistake, but like I said, I grew up in a household with a disciplined mom that I was taught to pull that seat back down. And you better not go in there and use it. And sprinkle all on top of that seat. And you hear your mom doing that. Who in the hate? Being on that seat. Going to the last one was in there. And you got to have some. So, that's where I'm at with that, man. So, like I said, and big kids today, man, they don't know the meaning, no matter how hard we try to show our kids something. These kids, they have their own mind. And they'll leave the seat up. That's at the time. Forget the flush remote. That's the problem I have. I'm doing that. Somebody used the bathroom. What you did is left sitting in the commode. That's the problem I have.
Yeah. I understand that.
You're in a bigger hurry. You can't take 3 seconds plus. Come on.
Right. Right. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in to the show. Hey, we got to get together. I'll give you a call. I gotta work. Saturday and this weekend, but I'll give you a call. We gotta hook up.
You got it. Tell Laura I'm going to get in touch with her hopefully about a week. I got this cold, man. I've been feeling bad, so.
All right.
We'll get you.
All right, no problem. Take care, buddy.
All right. You got it.
Yep. So, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. This was, I believe it was enlightening to a lot of ladies, also enlightening to the guys. So if it was, you know, I did something good today. And even if I reached one person and helped them with this situation, whether it was a man or a woman, I feel like I've done a good deed. So, you know, you guys can, you know, as you listen in to some topics that I have, I hope you guys grab a hold of these topics and just be conscious. Just be conscious of what's going on, okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great, great day at work. Have a great weekend. It's going to be real nice the next few days. So take care of yourself, guys, and be good. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Take no spot. Listen in, baby. Yeah.
you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. Bye.